Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to thank you for joining us today. This is the Giving Tree, and we are connecting with the Heart Sutra today. This is a teaching that's passed down through Tibetan lineages, Chinese lineages, Taiwanese, Thai, Burmese, Cambodia, all through Asia. And this teaching is beautiful because it gives you, if you spend some time contemplating about it, the opportunity to connect to the heart and to what exists there. I'll leave it at that. What I'd like to do right now is I'm going to read you the teaching, and this one is the Heart of Perfection of Transcended Wisdom Sutra. And within the sutra, again, these sutras and the mantras are designed to bring awareness to an energetic field within us that exists and beyond all of these stories that we've told ourselves. But we're going to start with a little bit of a story. Then we're going to go to a kind of a meditative state. We're going to listen to the Heart Sutra as it is chanted by monks. And then from there, we're going to listen to a little discourse, and I've connected the links to this discourse for us, which you can see how this energy is utilized in a very tangible way, which is really profound to witness. That's why I've included it, and we'll listen to part of it. And then we'll wrap it all up with some contemporary Heart Sutra by Hua. So this is what you're ready to be loved and nourished and see how you feel about being connected to your own heart beyond the suffering, beyond the stories. So we'll dive in with the reading first. When Bodhisattva was practicing the profound Prajna Paramita, he illuminated the five skandhas and saw that they are all empty. And he crossed beyond all suffering and difficulty. Addressing the elder, he spoke thus. Elder, form does not differ from emptiness. Emptiness does not differ from form. Form itself is emptiness. Emptiness itself is form. So too are feeling, cognition, formation, and consciousness. Elder, all dharmas are empty of characteristics. They are not produced, not destroyed, not defiled, not pure, and they neither increase nor diminish. Therefore, in emptiness, there is no form, feeling, cognition, formation, or consciousness. No eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, or mind. No sights, sounds, smells, tastes, objects of touch, or dharmas. No field of the eyes up to and including. No field of the mind consciousness, and no ignorance or ending of ignorance. Up to and including no old age and death or ending of old age and death. There is no suffering, no accumulating, no extinction, no way, and no understanding, and no attaining. Because nothing is attained, the Bodhisattva, through reliance on the Prajna Paramita, is unimpeded in his mind, because there is no impediment. He is not afraid, and he leaves distorted dream thinking far behind, ultimately nirvana. All Buddhas of three periods of time attained this Prajna Paramita. Therefore, known, the Prajna Paramita is a great spiritual mantra, a great bright mantra, a supreme mantra, an unequaled mantra. It can remove all suffering. It is genuine and not false. That is why the mantra of the Prajna Paramita was spoken and recited like this. Gate, gate, para gate, para sam gate, bodhisattva. Gate, gate, para gate, para sam gate, bodhisattva. These syllables, although beyond translation, can be spoken of a meaning gone, gone, gone beyond, gone fully beyond, awakened, so be it. So there you have it. That is one translation of the Heart Sutra. Now what I'd love for all of us to do together is just to come into this heart space. When we work at moving beyond suffering, which doesn't have to be work, it can actually be effortless, we are here present in a different state of awareness. So gently breathing in and out, breathing into that heart, we're going to be bathed with the sounds of this Heart Sutra. And then when we come back, we'll have a little bit more discourse. And then we'll listen to another discourse about the Heart Sutra, and you can visually watch it after this segment. So there you have it, the Heart Sutra, bringing yourself back to this moment and understanding that these teachings, while some of us may not understand their complete roots, that if you spend time with them, they'll reveal themselves to them, and that there have been many, many, many beings carrying these teachings again and again, not only in this world system, but many others. So they have an essence themselves that cannot be put into words and are best just met in the silence and see what's revealed. Now, what I thought would be beautiful as the Heart Sutra opens us to merging emptiness with this compassion, and when these two fields are merged, it really is this beautiful way to be and hopefully stay at, if you so do choose. And what it does is it enriches how we want to show up and be of service to others, that in every moment, as I've mentioned in other segments, we don't necessarily need more NGOs on this planet, or we don't need many things that we have on this planet, but we have them. However, what would be really beautiful is if we showed up a little bit differently and played around with it and had some fun with it and see what the results will be. The other fun thing, as we're going to listen to this segment, there are four parts to it, and this is a discourse on the Heart Sutra. And when I watched this on YouTube, I just was really taken back because I thought, wow, this is a great way for people to understand the energetics of it beyond just sitting and meditating with it. They can see physically how something could occur. So right now you're not going to have the visuals, but after this segment, if you're inspired to watch all four of them, take the time and see what arrives for you as you're watching this. And then what we're going to do when we come back, we're going to exit out with a little adaptation of the Heart Sutra in the modern day with Wah. And the reason we're going to do that is just to allow yourself to see all these different variables that exist within the same teaching that can lead us all to the same place. And basically where that is beyond suffering. So if that sounds good to you, it sounds great to me. If we could all collectively move beyond suffering, this would be a very different world to live in. Think about it. See if it sounds good to you. And if it does, then you can turn left or right, whichever way that means for you, and try it out for a little bit and see what happens. So without further ado, let's dive in with a little more discourse on the Heart Sutra, and then we'll come right back with some Wah.
At the 6th International Chinese Internal Arts Festival, which was held in October 1997 at the city of Newcastle-upon-Tyne in England, Lama Dondra Dorje gave a demonstration on how energy is cultivated through the practice of classical Qigong in a program entitled A Discourse on the Physical Manifestation of the Buddhist Classic, The Heart Sutra of Perfection of Wisdom. The Heart Sutra of Perfection of Wisdom explains why emptiness is the true nature of all phenomena. According to the teaching of Lord Buddha, understanding of this emptiness, referred to as Kong in Chinese and as Tongpa Ni in Tibetan, has the power to bring cessation to all forms of human suffering. This film you are about to see is a condensed presentation of the original program given by Lama Dondra Dorje, which lasted over 1 hour and 40 minutes.
The Heart Sutra of the Buddhist scriptures is a discourse given by Buddha. Now, most of the things that we do is motivated by the dynamic of rivalry. We find that dynamic of rivalry exists not only among people who may not like each other, it exists also among husband and wife, brothers and sisters. In all levels of society, rivalry is to forgive my team because it's better than your team. If it's not, if that thing coming have not too pleasant about the other thing. Now all this about attitude saying that you identify. Now when it takes a rivalry like this, I said, why? Even when you are successful, when you succeed in obtaining what you want to obtain, you end up still unhappy. You might say, I want this promotion for this job. And you get this promotion. But at the end of the day, when you get it, you suddenly are, wait a minute, I am not as happy as I thought I would be. And that's suffering. Suffering also means uncertainty. Not knowing how things will turn out. Not knowing how things should be or would be. It also means a recurring situation. A recurring situation is something you know that happened once before, you ignore it. You do not take notice of it. The next time, you return in a thicket. You thicket those things. Until to some point, you cannot ignore it. Now that is generally the manifestation in terms of physical sense, that's you. In terms of the way you meet dating people, that's when you become unhappy. You feel that you need to control the situation. Today, we have one of the Nobel Prize Club here, Simon Crow. That is Simon Crow, who has been practicing karate for 18 years. He's a third-degree black belt in karate. He will assist me by doing what he normally does, like punching, kicking, full power, full speed, whatever you want to do. And now try to explain what he's back home. And now Cole decided, if you think you are independent, that is, you are so deformed that everything must work around you, means you have this idea. The idea is, I want to be successful, I want to be happy. Because I want to be happy, you need to suffer. I don't care what happens to you, I want it to happen. You see it happen sometimes on the street of people perhaps who hating themselves. They want to pick on people. They want to show that they're in control of their situation. Like, I am stronger than you. You are constantly, continuously happy in opposition to what you truly want, to what you truly need. Are you not creating suffering? Now, being concerned, for example, is yes, right? In a general situation, okay, a control will be, I give you a punch, you block, and they punch back, and I block. Now, that's violent. That means whoever said it, I touch, that's violent. Okay, I punch, you block, you punch, you block, violent. That is, I am me, and you are here. I'm not with you. Right, that's very much it. Like if you do a needle, you put it in a glass of water. The needle is in the needle, the water is in the water. But in the heart sutra, you are not really real. The whole thing is not empty. What does that mean? It means emptiness is the same as fullness. Fullness is the same as emptiness. Fullness, you should be more like a salt, a grain of salt. When you're a grain of salt and you drop it in a glass of water, you no longer become a grain of salt. You become part of every atom of that water. You're not just one grain of salt, water itself. You become every part of the water, and every part of water becomes that salt. What you mean is, you touch me, I'm not only just separate here, but I come before you. I become here, because I become here, I can save energy. And otherwise, you have this form fighting before. That's the first phase of stretching the body, moving the mind. Later on, the form is already important. You might wonder what happened. Why they explain to these people that they are you jumping because there's something in your pants? So why are you jumping so excitedly? Explain to them.
There's the feeling from our beginning to attack. It's exactly as if I were attacking any other martial arts practitioner. I had the absolute intention to hit. That's what we were requested to do. However, as I begin the attack with full intention, control of the body. Sometimes more profoundly than others. Sometimes the legs move from underneath you. Sometimes you feel the body steer. But all the time you're being guided. That's probably the best way to suggest it.
Okay. Now, that's what I talk about by merging it with the person. He might be attacking me, but I welcome him and wish the relationship to be. I do not wish to be separate from him, I wish to become him. So I become him, I can help him to change it to act in this way. Kung is saying, Kung means the material world that we know, the intuitive world that we know. We can touch it, we punch it, we can touch it. Okay, we can touch it and just do that. And then that punch. I reverse energy by going to get energy and change energy. Then I change it a little bit so that I'll make it play for a different situation. Whoa.
From the Heart Sutra and connecting with that emptiness. So when we bring that emptiness and compassion together, which provides us with this different place to operate from in our daily life. So what you were listening to, and you can go back and visually watch, I really encourage you to watch all four segments if you're feeling inspired, was the teacher asking his student to come and give him physical force, and not once did he touch him. And so this is what's possible with the heart energy and moving into that emptiness. There is a code of ethics with this. And basically by the self-organizing principles of the universe, it's really important to remember that. For those of you Star Wars fans out there, some of these teachings were depicted across Star Wars, which is coming out again, or is already out. So you can watch this, remember into Star Wars if you watched it, and then remember there is cause and effect. So you decide how you want to walk through your life. At what point do you want to have a code of conduct? And then if you fully understand emptiness and compassion, you can only operate in that highest self. I promise you that. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to exit out with one, a call of action. A call of action, if you're inspired to, in your everyday life, to take a moment and see where you can be more compassionate towards someone or something that is around you. And if you can bring that idea of emptiness, that you are not separate from anything that you're witnessing, and how can you merge with it in a way to really support it versus interfere with it. So think about that. And if you're inspired, try it and see what happens. If you want to give me some feedback loop, please email me at SuzanneToro@gmail.com. Again, that's SuzanneToro@gmail.com. And we're going to exit out with a little wah. This is the Heart Sutra. This is their inspiration, a modern adaptation for this moment in space. Until next time, this is she signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.